Yes, it is all over here at the Donegal GAA Training Centre, and it's Gweedore that have won through to the Under 21 A County Football Final with a 112-9 victory over McCool's. McCool's had opened the scoring inside the first 40 seconds as Kevin McCormick used the breeze in his back to let fly from distance. Gweedore, however, soon squared it up on 3 minutes when Cal McGillespie supplied their right end product to a fine and patient move. The Marigallen lads then got their noses in front for the first time thanks to a superbly converted 45 into the mouth of the breeze. And what was fast developing into a real pendulum swing contest, McCool's went straight down the other side and levelled matters up at 2 apiece through Joe Bradley Walsh on 7 minutes. Either side of the quarter hour mark, Bradley Walsh really made his presence felt with successive overs. First, he cut in along the right end line, but his attempt to square to the lurking Finn McNulty just had a little too much elevation on it and it crept over the crossbar. Moments later, after McCool's turned over the subsequent kickout, the same player arched over a ridiculous effort as he sliced brilliantly over the outside of the left. Gweedore needed to lift efforts and they did just that, rattling off 3 points on the bounce themselves through Cian McKenzie, Dahir McRoberts and Cal McGillaspie to edge Nod 5 to Nod 4 in front by the 20th minute. Both sides were guilty of putting a number of poor wides at either end before Cal McGillaspie finally ended the drought with his third of the night as his leaders went too clear a minute out from the break. The second half was only up and running when McCool's Conor McGinty lobbed for a point but seen his shot bounce back off the crossbar. On 33 minutes, Alex McGeehan cut the deficit in half with a neat clip, but a careless cough up off possession by the Twin Towns outfit immediately gifted Gweedore their 2 point cushion back as Nod 7 led Nod 5. Bradley Walsh converted his fourth point of the night, a free from the hands, to once again leave the minimum between the teams. Gweedore then stole a real march as Owen De Burka and Cahill De Burka combined well, and while the latter's effort was well saved by Cian Gallen, Cian McGillivray was on hand to tap home from close range. Things got even better for Gweedore when Owen De Burka moved them 5 clear at 1-8 to Nod 6. Bradley Walsh and Stephen McFadden traded efforts and the deficit remained the same on the 43rd minute. McCool's pulled it back to 4 once again as the contest drifted towards the 4th final quarter as Bradley Walsh landed another routine free, and going into the final 10 minutes Bradley Walsh nailed his 7th as the gap was trimmed to a single green flag at 1-9 to Nod 9. However, Cal McGillaspie was again the man steadying things for Gweedore late on as he lobbed over a pair of points, one from play and one from free, to once again make it a 5-point contest bang on 60 minutes. To erase any lingering doubt late on, Stephen McFadden pushed Gweedore out to a 1-12 to Nod 9 advantage just before the final whistle, and it's the Gweedore men that progress on to meet Terman in the decider.